Hello and welcome to Parsha for Non-Rebbetzins, where we spend up to 5 minutes discussing Parshas HaShavua, so you don't come to the table thinking, wait, what Parsha is it this week? We'll start with a brief recap of the Parsha and then move on to a short thought. I'm Esther Kurtz, your resident non-Rebbetzin, and let's do this.
Parshas Pinchas picks up where we left off last week. Pinchas killed Cusbi and Zimri, and this made Hashem really happy that someone stood up for him like that. Hashem rewards Pinchas with eternal kahuna for him and his descendants. After the Makkah, Hashem told Moshe and Elazar to take a census of Bnei Yisrael, of all the men aged 20 and up. The Pesukim go through extensive genealogy, and in the end, the census is 601,730 people. Shevet Levi was not counted in the census. They're counted right now, and their numbers are 23,000. The purpose of the census was to see who the line of Eretz Yisrael was going to be divided among. And it's here where we have the famous story of Benos Tzlafgad. Their father died previously, and they were a family of only girls. They wanted to know, can they inherit their father's land? Moshe did not know, or rather he forgot, according to Rashi, the halacha, and asks Hashem, who tells him that in these circumstances, all girl families, the girls can inherit. And the pasuk goes on to delineate the line of inheritance if there's no sons, or daughters, or brothers, etc. Next, Hashem tells Moshe to go up to Har Aravim to see Eretz Yisrael, the land that Moshe will never enter. At this point, Moshe asks Hashem to appoint an appropriate leader for Bnei Yisrael who will lead them into Eretz Yisrael, and Hashem tells Moshe to appoint Yeshua ben Nun to lead after him. The rest of the parsha goes through different karbanos, the ones that are brought every day, the ones brought Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, and the ones brought on each Yantif. And that's a wrap on the parsha. Let's move on to a short part. This one is brought to you by Rav Nathan Seyfinkel. So Pinchas is known as the ultimate kanai. He saw something and did something about it immediately. There are interesting halachos, though, when it comes to being a kanai. If someone sees something going down where kanaim pogimbo applies, meaning someone is doing an avera, and if a kanai witnesses it, they can kill that person. The kanai can only kill the transgressor at that moment. If he starts asking questions to a beis din, wondering, does kanaas apply here or not, he'll be told by beis din not to kill the person, even if the person was still mid-transgression. And if he had killed the person on the spot, then it would have been considered great and praiseworthy, which is kind of interesting. So obviously this leads to the why. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz explains that these halachos don't apply to anyone or really everyone, but only to a real kanai, someone who's acting 100% to protect Hashem's honor. It has nothing to do with the person doing the avera. The kanai can love that person dearly, but for them, the kanai, they have a clarity in that moment to cleave to Hashem and his honor, and that's why they can act upon it. If the transgressor wasn't doing anything wrong, the kanai would otherwise have total avas yisrael towards that person. It's literally only about kavod shamayim. There is no ulterior motive. So obviously there's a really, really, really fine line here. What is kanas and what is murder? A beis din can't know what's in a person's heart. So they say you can't do it if you're asking questions. Because if you're asking questions, then you know your motivations might be mixed. Reb Chaim continues to say that people abuse the word kanas. And kanas is not anger and yelling and screaming and doing immature things in, quote, the name of Hashem. True kanas is the immediate response that bursts forth when witnessing a chilul Hashem. It's not a calculated move. Little old me thinks we need to rehabilitate the word kanai. Almost like I want to be rai to even feel like a kanai. And I definitely don't know any kanais like I thought I did. Just immature, self-righteous people. Anywho, wishing you a beautiful Shabbos. See you next Parsha.
Have questions or comments? Email me at emunah4nr@gmail.com. That's emunah4nr@gmail.com.